from NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon, sitting in for Jennifer Ludden. In the West Bank town of Ramallah, Palestinians who supported interim leader Mahmoud Abbas took to the streets tonight in celebration. Exit polls show that he's won 66% of the vote in the election to choose a successor to Yasser Arafat. Abbas has already claimed victory. His closest challenger received nearly 20% of the votes cast. Voting was extended by 2 hours, and NPR's Julie McCarthy joins us from Ramallah. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Jackie.
So these initial exit polls show a commanding margin from Mahmoud Abbas. What do the numbers really tell us?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to remember that these numbers are only preliminary. The polls just closed hours ago, and official counting is expected to go on into the night. And there are over 2,000 polling stations that have been set up in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip for this election, an election that has been described as genuinely contested, a rare thing in the Arab world. Now, these initial numbers from the exit polls, for example, showed a significant minority, 20%, backing a human rights campaigner by the name of Mustafa Barghouti. But Abbas has apparently won by wrapping himself in the mantle of Yasser Arafat, you know, down to the checkered keffiyeh that he drapes over his silk ties, and also speaking very plainly, many Palestinians say courageously, about the need to end the armed resistance against Israel. And not surprisingly, the hardest core militants boycotted the election today.
The first election in 9 years, Julie. Turnout was what? Would you call it heavy?
Well, the Palestinian Election Commissioner, Hanna Nasser, just said a short while ago that some 70% came out on what was a very cold and sunny day in this first election in 8 years. And that's key for Abbas. There had been general agreement among analysts, his own aides, that he needs a very strong mandate to push through his policies, which are resuming peace talks with the Israelis and persuading militants to lay down their arms. It's a tall order. And Abbas has said it's not possible without help on the ground from the Israelis.
You mentioned that the deadline for voting was extended by a couple of hours. Why was that?
Well, there was a lot of speculation earlier this evening that the possibility of a low turnout was shaping up. And an election official who was asked whether that was really the reason that the hours had been extended said, I have no comment on that. She went on to say, really, that the poorly constructed voter lists were really the culprit. And in order to avoid disenfranchising people, the decision was made to extend the hours. And there were long lines in East Jerusalem.
Did the Israelis facilitate the vote as they promised, or were there signs of obstruction?
Well, former President Jimmy Carter was here, and he declared that there has been no Israeli intimidation. And other international observers said that the Israeli military checkpoints were not an impediment in getting to the polls anyway. There were complaints about them in the run-up to the election, but for the most part, not in the voting today in the West Bank or the Gaza Strip.
Thanks very much, NPR's Julie McCarthy in Ramallah. Thanks a lot, Julie.
Thank you, Jackie.